Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
This month of October is National Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and that's something we need to talk about. Joining us right now is Port Huron Police Department Sergeant Doug Decker. Doug, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
Well, you know as well as anybody, because you get the calls, that domestic violence is a problem that just isn't going away.
Right, and it's an old problem, and I've been here over 26 years now, and it's been a problem ever since I've been here. It certainly was here long before I was ever here. It's very serious, and it's something that should always be on our mind. And I know, October, National Domestic Violence Awareness Month, is something, and I know it's later in the month, but it's very important to cover. And so in 1978, the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence was established, and in 1987, they had the first National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Some really alarming statistics. 2010, domestic violence victims totaled 10 million per year. They say that's about 20 Americans every minute that have physical violence. So this isn't even, that's not even including the mental issue and that type of harm to people. I mean, that's an alarming, that's a very disturbing amount of people that are having to experience that.
Yeah.
So in 2018, the Domestic Violence Awareness Project team had a hashtag one thing. And certainly, what can they do to end domestic violence? And they say some of the things that work towards ending it are small actions, one at a time, people seeking help, and sharing resources. And I know a lot of my job has to do with the law enforcement side in that, but there's so much more, and some people, they're uncertain of getting law enforcement involved,
or
they're a little scared. Is it really something that the police should get involved? However, Michigan criminal law, domestic violence is where somebody's, it's physical or mental harm against somebody. It's putting somebody, that threat of violence against somebody, and a relationship. So, it's not that, I guess I don't want to, I'll say traditional thought. Years ago, it was like husbands and wives, spouses. And years ago, 50 years ago, quite often, it was these married couples. And maybe the victim's hesitant to do anything when the police did arrive. And the police didn't have much power at that time. So the laws have changed where now, police can arrest if they have reasonable or probable cause that domestic violence occurred, even though they didn't witness it. So in the past, if they didn't, they didn't have the tools to do that. And another important thing, relationships. It isn't just that traditional husband and wife relationship that could be a domestic violence case. Anybody that resides in or has resided in the same household, they could be a victim or a suspect in a domestic violence, a child in common. So somebody that's now divorced, somebody that was dating and had a child in common, and, they're still generally contact throughout their life because they do have a child together. Anything that might be an assault after that, they could still be charged with domestic violence. And while I was an officer here, one of the things that changed in the law, dating relationships. So it wasn't just married couples. People in dating relationships could be charged with domestic violence, certainly.
Sure.
Victim rights. That's another big thing through the state of Michigan. So when officers go and make a domestic violence arrest, I'd like to let people know there's a lot of services available. First and foremost, if there's injuries, medical services. But there's also possibilities of victims' compensation for costs, lost work time, or medical bills. The prosecuting attorney's office takes a very strong stance on this, and they have their own victim rights service right there in their office. They're very good at helping people through this, all right, because there's a lot going on. And, you go to these calls it is work-related, and quite often people go, well, you don't, you seem very dry about it, or, you know, because you don't get yourself personally involved. But when someone's personally involved, the family member, it's so much bigger. So, you know, the victim rights services are so big to help people through that, certainly. So, you know, that's so big to get mm-hmm. with victim rights service and to get that assistance. Because when you are personally involved, and, you know, when people will say, you know, well, how could you love somebody if this happens? And, you know, and I don't want to get into all the dynamics.
Right.
I'm not a psychiatrist or a psychologist on it, but there are so many dynamics in there. I think when somebody's personally involved and things happen and emotions run high. So it's really important to get assistance, not just from law enforcement, but I think other assistance to guide people for the long term. Solution to help them with this, right?
I think
that's their thing.
I think sometimes people are victims of domestic violence or domestic abuse, and they don't even realize it. They're too close to it, and they don't realize that you know, what's being done to them is a form of abuse.
Right, and you know, and that's a great point, and especially with our younger generation. So, you know, and we've talked about teen dating violence, right? So that's a big concern, and the partners that are threatening, or they try to control you, and how do they do that? Maybe they make you feel inadequate, or that you're not good, or they criticize how you look, they criticize the clothes you wear, they control money in that. You know, they don't let you have access to bank accounts, they keep the cash and the credit cards, they tell you you don't have to work, I make enough money. You know, they discourage you from having outside relationships and friends, they isolate you, you know, from family, friends. And you basically become kind of dependent on them for everything, and you become dependent on them for decision making. And even though it's not physical abuse, the mental abuse can be just as bad for somebody. And then again, obviously, like we said, the traditional thought process of physically abusing, you know, an assault or fear of assault. So imagine a person that your whole life, when you're with somebody, you're worried about what you can say in front of them, who you can talk to, that because you look at somebody, they might interpret that a certain way. So all of those things can be very frightening for someone. And, you know, they could use some help trying to get away from that, or finding a better way to deal with it. So I guess wrapping things up, some prevention ideas and some resources available. You know, really awareness. So awareness that this is happening, and support, and you need support. If law enforcement's out there, and if you don't think it's quite something that's fallen into that yet, you know, talk to someone from your family, get support from your friends. And, you know, and I talk about the teen dating violence, and I think a big thing, adults have to set an example.
Yeah,
I always think adults should set an example. Parents should be role models to their kids, and not just kids, but friends. You know, I was kind of thinking about this. You don't know when your child brings their friend over. You may not know the background of what's going on in their family life,
yeah,
and what kind of role models they have, or what they're seeing and they believe is normal behavior between a couple. And I think it's important that not just your kids, but your kids' friends see people in healthy relationships, and you know, caring for each other and respecting each other. Leave unhealthy relationships. And that's so easy for me,
yeah,
as the outsider on the phone, to tell people.
Right,
that.
Right.
With zero tolerance. And it's not an easy thing. And there are money concerns, and there can be kid concerns. If you can't leave it, work on it and work on help. And there are some places for help. So the National Domestic Violence Hotline is available. They're confidential. Their number, 1-800-799-7233. So again, 1-800-799-7233. And confidentiality is big there, right? And they can offer direction and help. Also, locally, we have Blue Water Safe Horizons here in Port Huron. So big advocates too. And their phone number, the 810 area code, 95-5538. So that's 95-5538. And again, confidentiality is going to be there, right? So, but they're here, and maybe you'd rather talk to somebody locally, and they can even maybe maybe make arrangements to meet up with you somewhere and assist you. And they can be very supportive, too, and help you and give you some direction and assistance.
All right. Good and very important information during this National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Doug, always appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.